According to the fullness of times, of the word, the testimony, the covenants and the cleansings, God has given his servants and prophets meals to serve his people, that darkness in men might be destroyed. Behold, the Lord's table is laden with meals to build a generation of overcomers. From this table comes the ministration of grace from God's servant. Listen and be blessed.
Father, I give glory to your name for tonight. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your love to us. Thank you for mercy that has appeared unto us. I give glory to your name, Jesus. I honor you, Jesus. I honor you, Jesus. I honor you. I honor you. I honor you. I commit tonight into your hands. Help me to speak as your oracle. Help me that the opening of my mouth will bring blessings to your people. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I exalt your name. Guide me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to speak the truth in love. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Father, just to add to what everybody has been saying, or to even summarize for people to understand. I exalt you, Jesus. I commit myself into your hands. Help me. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The overcomer. Like I said, I thank God for what everybody has said. Profound things, profound words that everybody has brought, you know, to supply. And the topic is actually announcing what God wants done in our lives. What God wants done in us, so that we can be aware and we can be deliberate about our lives. Amen. That we were all born, were made to overcome. Hallelujah. The reason for the new birth is so that we can all overcome. Hallelujah. Why overcoming? Because an enemy did a bad work inside us. An enemy did a bad work inside us. When God created Adam, Adam was not a victim to Satan. Victim in the sense that he was not under Satan. Amen. Amen. Satan had to introduce something to Adam to bring him down. Satan introduced something to Adam to bring him down. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, by one man's disobedience, sin entered into the world. Sin entered into the world. That's the force of corruption. And death by sin. And so death passed over all men, for all have sinned. Death passed over all men. Death, sin, and death. Amen. Amen. So Adam sinned in the garden and he died in his spirit. Essence of his being went out. The candle just quenched. And the Bible says that death passed on to all men. Now, sin and death are agents of corruption. Adam did not just die. Satan, who is interested in stealing, in killing, and in destroying, went after man after he left the garden. Satan, because just killing Adam in a spirit was not enough for him. Just killing, he was not enough. He wanted to own him completely, just as God wants to own us. Satan wanted to own man. He became the enemy of God. So anything, like Pastor was saying, that he tells you to do the opposite of God wants, because he wants to achieve something negative in man. He's after man, he's lusting after man because he hates God with a passion. So the hatred, he transferred it to man. That this man, what is man that you are mindful of him? What me I want to become? You didn't allow me to become. He now saw man want to become a liar, it can never happen. He went after the seed of Adam, trained him to walk in a particular way that will break him down. So man walked. Cain, he trained Cain. The Bible talks about the way of Cain. The way of Cain was inherited from Satan. Cain walked in a way until he was broken down. By Genesis chapter 6, man had been so broken down that he became flesh. You know flesh? Flesh is weak. Flesh is weak. Flesh is weak. Flesh is good for nothing but destruction. God said, I will destroy man that I have created. He didn't create flesh. He created them living soul. But by walking, oh my God, destruction by walking. Destruction by walking. Man became so weak that he could no longer respond to God. Bible says man corrupted the ways of God on the earth. You know, ways and breaking down. Hallelujah. By the time Jesus was coming, there was no strength left in man again. He said, when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. You know how the Bible describes the ungodly? The ungodly, chaff. Chaff, ne? The doing drives him away. Chaff, the ungodly. So when Jesus came, man had become chaff. Ungodly. Because his strength, no strength. God, the mudu has been sapped away by sin. He can't even respond to God. God is awesome. God is powerful. Honestly, God is very nice. God is good. And God has faith that you will look at chaff and say, I can change chaff. I can raise chaff. I can make chaff to be a tree of righteousness. Along liar. God has faith. Christ died for the ungodly. Psalm 1. He said, the ungodly are not so. The ungodly are like what? Chaff, which the wind driveth away. The ungodly are not so. So the people Jesus died for was the ungodly, who are like chaff, which the wind. Satan had reduced man to chaff. Man was not chaff. He was not chaff. Satan reduced him to chaff. And if there's anything beyond chaff, he is ready to further reduce man. But we give glory to God. Who does not? He doesn't have fear. How can you think in your imagination that chaff can be raised? Chaff can become a tree. Tree of righteousness. Ha! Godly tree. Tree of righteousness. Chaff! God has confidence in what he has. A new unkontonu daloju. He has confidence that by the time he administers his things to chaff, you will not know chaff again. You will not know chaff again. He's got things that he can use to raise chaff. So he said, you go die for them. We will quicken them first. Then we'll begin to administer our things. We should thank God. There is hope for everyone. No matter how far you have gone, just avail yourself the opportunity of listening to the gospel. Inside the gospel is contained things, contained substances that can change a man. I say chaff kidney, chaff. What is chaff good for? It's to be blown away by the wind. If you take chaff, you just squeeze your hand like this. Chaff tilo. That was what? That was the state we were in. That was it. So, what else? If you are chaff, is it difficult for Satan to dominate you? He degraded man, broke man down for the purpose of ruling over man. Having dominion over man. Doing whatever he likes with man. Man did not have power to resist him. He darkened man's understanding that even if you are chaff self, as long as you can wear long chain that is 18 karat gold, you are okay. Do you are chaff. That was what he did to our understanding. But Kinsha Matiku. Kinsha Matigbeny. Kinsha Titegbe. Though you are chaff, he did a bad work. Broke man down and blind, he blind, therefore that breaking includes blindness. You rejoice in remaining chaff as long as you are chaff is prospering. Chaff is driving limousine. There was one billionaire that died during COVID. Billionaire, sir. When they were burying him, they brought Rolls Royce to the burial ground. I don't know whether they were going to bury the Rolls Royce with him. Eh? Oh, they buried him in his Rolls Royce. Hey, the way Satan has gone too far. Rolls Royce, that time during COVID, one Rolls Royce was 200 million. They buried chaff. Inside chaff. They brought, they didn't just bury him with his cow. They brought suits, expensive clothes. Can you imagine the depth of blindness? The depth of blindness. They buried him. I trust Lagos thieves. They will not mind the forces of corruption that is in that body. Lagos thieves, trust them. If they can't remove the car, at least they will remove the expensive clothes. They will remove the gold. They will remove precious things and go away with it. They themselves, they are chaff. So Jesus said, the life of a man does not consist in the abundance of the things which he possesses. No matter what you possess, it cannot change your state from chaff. It can't change your state from chaff. So because God has solution, let's give thanks to Jesus. Oh, let's thank our God. Oh, our God is wonderful. Our God is big. Yo. Our God is everything. Yo. He has power to change chaff. And that is what is contained in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The power that can change chaff to become a tree of righteousness. A tree, the planting of the Lord. He alone will be glorified. He alone can take the glory. Not man, no. So Jesus came to die. He died. But before he died, he said something. He said, Matthew chapter 28. This gospel, we should celebrate it. Oh. We should be deliberate about it. Your destiny really is to move from being a chaff to a tree of righteousness. You should be angry with yourself. Which state am I self? What kind of, who am I? You should weigh yourself, you know. Define yourself by how much you have moved from chaff and how far you have gone to your destiny. A tree of righteousness. If you have not go, you are not going far. You should be crying every day. Oluwa, mama yekin ku as chaff, okay? Oluwa, don't let me die as chaff. Oh. Don't let me die as chaff. Oh. This state I am in is not good. Oh. You should be particular about your change. is not a good state for a man to be. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me. All power is given unto me. That power is not the power to heal the sick. Mm-mm. By the time he was saying that, he had become something. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go and teach all nations. Teach all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. How many of us were Catholics before? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Go and teach them, all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end. You see, when you are engaged in this kind of commission, to go in to teach all people as commanded, as instructed, you don't need to pray, God, be with me. He said it, I am with you. It's a project that heaven is interested in. Heaven hates seeing men being tossed to and fro by Satan. So when he sends you and you go as he is saying, just be going. Just be going, no? He's with you. He's with you. Say, Father, go with us as we are going. Father, go. You know, I used to ask Jesus Christ, very funny. He was in the boat and there was tempest. There was a storm on the boat. How funny will it look or sound for Jesus to be saying, Father, you sent me on this mission. Make sure I don't sink, yo. Make sure I don't sink, yo. Make sure I don't sink, yo. This storm. He was sleeping. Heaven. Heaven is interested in that being. The one who sent him is able, will keep him until he finishes. The only thing that will make you not to be kept is when you are not interested in continuing with their project. Father, don't let me sink. We pray, Father, preservation is in the hand of the one who sent you. Our preservation is continuing in his agenda. Hallelujah. Are you interested in the agenda? The agenda, like our pastor says, is not doing ministry. When I'm doing ministry, I should be given to the agenda. Me, myself, I should be particular about my change. He told Paul. Paul was telling Timothy. He said, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. By so doing, you will be able to save yourself. Yourself is the one that needs to be saved. I need to be changed. And those who hear you, the change you acquire is a change you can minister. It's very important. As we are ministering to people, we must take heed to ourselves. Take heed to yourself. Let your pursuit be, Lord, change me. Mi o da. Buche wae mi o da. Mi o da to. Mi o da to. Mule so gesi, mule so yibo. But when they push me, am I able to maintain? Cheri, maintain. He said, go. Teach all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded them. That is where the power of change is. All that I have commanded them, teach them to observe it. But baptize, you see, that baptism is not baptism. Like, the names are persons. Persons. Those names, they have constitution. Ability to change. Now, all the names is a complete curriculum. The name, you see, he said it in descending order. But the ascending order is the name of the Holy Ghost, the name of the Son, and the name of the Father. They are curriculum for our overcoming, because those who overcome are those who are raised and obtain the name. To overcome is to be built. To overcome is to be raised. To overcome, you need all the names. All the names. Because there is that which the name deliver. Every name has something to deliver. All the names, it is a complete curriculum. If you omit one, you will not have ability to connect the other one. There is what the name of the Holy Ghost is meant to deliver to a believer. Tio, bad deliver. Well, you can talk about the other names. You can repeat everything that you are saying. But a work has not been done. There is something the name of the Holy Ghost is meant to deliver to a believer. Every name is important. It's a complete syllabus. The name of the Holy Ghost, that the apostles had it. Jesus taught them. By the time the Holy Ghost came, they had a stature, a development, that they could receive the Holy Ghost in a particular measure. They were built already. We saw the evidence, what the name of the Holy Ghost made them, made out of them. A growth, a development. You could see Peter when they were going to choose deacons. He said, choose ye from among you. What those people were exposed to was the name of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. You could see in their midst what the name attained. Choose ye from among you. Men of honest report. You know, Pastor, you were saying you have a Holy Ghost. Oh, then paro. Those are things that the name of the Holy Ghost takes care of. Men of honest report. Yes. Full of the Holy Ghost. Shall he full of the Holy Ghost? See? Oh, yeah, to is different from being filled with the Holy Ghost. When we got baptized in the Holy Ghost, we were filled. But to be full, you need some work. There are things that the Holy Ghost will instruct you, because the Holy Ghost has his own teachings. Those teachings, they are meant to raise a stature inside you. Holy Ghost, meant to raise a stature full of the Holy Ghost. So those people, they didn't just receive Holy Ghost and were speaking in tongues. Holy Ghost was instructing them. Because Holy Ghost instructs. Holy Ghost has teachings. You see them? Full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, who we may appoint over this business, that business, those people full of the Holy Ghost. You see, it is good for you, for everyone. If you didn't get that allocation, please try and get it. There are people who sell it. It is necessary for the next allocation. You know why? There is a development that the Holy Ghost gives. The name of the Holy Ghost gives that makes it possible for you to connect the next allocation. He said, whom shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he make to understand doctrine? He that is weaned from milk, drawn from the breast. He that is weaned from milk. There is what milk does to you that you need that growth. That development to connect the next level. You see, Paul, I was discussing with my husband. Paul, Jesus Christ appeared to him. And he said, "For he pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb." Eh? To what? To reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles. You know, Corinthian church is Gentiles. He said, the Lord opened up his son to him that he might preach him among the Gentiles. But he, when he got to the Corinthian church, he looked at their state. And what Gentiles, Revelation, son, Tofumi, they can't take it. He said, when I came to you, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. No spiritual. It's a growth. It's a development. You get there by process. He said, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, as unto babes in Christ. What did I do? I fed you with milk, not with meat. He said, because you could not bear it. Pastor, the name of the son, you need to bear it. Yeah. You bear it in it. It has demands. The demands that the Holy Ghost also has demands. Say, Joe. The Holy Ghost has demands. That demand trains your soul to go for higher demand. Because he said you could not bear it, and even now you can't bear it. Because wherein there is among you envy, strife, division. I am of a pastor's wife. Pastor's wife, let me like and tame you. I don't like pastor. Canality in Lofa. One brother used to come to our house those days. He would eat my food morning, afternoon, and night. Then he would go around and be spreading bad news about me. You know what he used to say? He said, it is pastor that is good. Pastor, you see that pastor's wife? She's not good at all. He will eat my food. He will come back and eat my food. Say, Pastor Loda. That I say, this brother. You know, my sister sent me some things. That time I was not working to sell shirts. So I gave him one. No, I'm not good. I now gave him the rest. I said, sell it. Any amount you can sell it. This is the amount you should bring to me. He took the shirts away. He now took one. Apart from the one I gave him, he took one out of it and brought the rest. He didn't sell anyone. The other one, Oku Kong, he said he bought it. Where is the money? No money. And I'm not good. So I was angry already. Shall you understand? I was getting angry because he's spoiling my name everywhere. I was getting angry. He was spoiling my name. You are eating my food. You are spoiling my name. You are owing me. At least you will pay the money you are owing me. Where is my money now? I will pay. Maybe you will pay tomorrow. Because I have not seen him in the past 10 years. But I'm going somewhere. This is a brother, Holy Ghost brother. He can speak in tongues. That is not even where I'm going. So I wanted to go and meet him to collect my money by force. I told my husband, I am going to collect my money from this brother. I will collect my money. I said, anything, my own Lord, bam, go to harass him and collect. And the Holy Ghost said, you dare not. Because the servant of God must not strive. Must not strive. That was the demand. So, he was still coming to when he comes to my house, he doesn't meet me in the house. He will call my house help. There where I used to have house help. He will call my house help and say, what did you cook? I want to eat. He will eat. The house help got tired. She now came to me and said, Mommy, that brother, if he comes to the house and he doesn't meet you and asks for food, I will not give him more. Me that I'm already angry. He collected my shirt. He's talking evil of me everywhere. He's wearing me. I said, don't give him. said, don't give in. He said, eh? So when I left, Holy Ghost came and said, eh? You said they should not give him. I said, yes. Ah, he said, Mio, I make my rain to fall on the wicked and the righteous. He said, eh? So I went to tell my husband, I said, I called the guy, I said, woman boy, if this brother comes, give him or give him food. I told my husband, I said, eh? He said, I was listening to you. I was hearing you when you were saying, say, Holy Ghost, Unije ko gbadun. He has demands. He has trainings. He has teachings to change your mind, because in our souls, we are used to do me, I do you. God no vex. So there are trainings. I was fighting my husband. My husband did something recently. I was telling him, I said, oh, my husband is behaving like God. I don't understand. He did something recently. And I was beginning to understand this is what God wants. He has one tailor, very funny human being. One time, he carried his clothes for like 2 years until somebody went to bring him back. He's a Muslim. So I'll say, hey, Defi Taylor is there. He's very good. He's very good. He's very, I'm saying this so you can know the direction of your growth. Very good. If he sows well. But he can go with your clothes for 2 years. And my husband will not, he will not agree. Tose Elebiyo's wedding, he brought his suit the day before the wedding when he had already gone to Ibadan. By the time he wore the suit, we took it to Ibadan for him. It was not his size on his wedding day. I said, ah. So when other people will come, I say, hey, they're what tailor me? My husband will say, eh, he's a good tailor. I said, unbelievable. We now discover that he used to drink. I said, ha. So himself, because he's a, I don't know what is happening in their heart. Because he's a good tailor himself and Pastor Emeka say, ah, this tailor is good. Let us help him. You know what they want to help him? They want to set him up. I said, set Kini up. I said, hey, you're totally alone. I have brethren. We get a one itty or muti. He want a muti. Muslim. My husband said, he can change. He said, something is attacking him. So every time he comes, I say, yeah, this tailor, he will disappoint him. At times he will behave. So because he knows the way my heart is working, he didn't talk to me again. I just saw the guy came to Dobale for me. Shame on me, shame on me. Money, kill us. Kill us, Joe. Oh, guys, what's in machine? Brand new machine. I said, anyway, you are behaving like God. He makes his rain to fall on the wicked. When he got home, his family called his wife, his children called, I'm the first son of this person. I said, ah, to, ekpeleo. You know that is where we are going. I make my rain to fall both on the wicked and the righteous. He said, so that he said, bless them that curse you. Eh? Pray for them that despitefully use you. Eh? So that you might be like your father. He said, if I overcome dragon. Dragon, lokowa, come as you do me, I do you. God, no vex. Now, dragon, teach us. So those names, they will unteach what the dragon taught us. Holy Ghost, what am I saying? You need that development to connect the next allocation. If not, you won't be able to handle the next allocation. The demands are higher. Something happens to you. He said, milk makes a baby to become a child. that can be taught doctrine. And the teaching of doctrine is not for you to just know. It's for you to walk with. When you walk in, then you change. The change comes. It is by, give me Ephesians chapter 2. A lot of us still struggle with dishonesty. You know why? You didn't take enough of the Holy Ghost allocation. That Holy Ghost allocation teaches you faith. You see, faith and sincerity. You'll be able to depend on God for your natural. Faith, you will not be able to do mago-mago. Pastor, you were talking in the morning about a brother that if they give him $5 million, he'll say he doesn't need it. Those are trainings. You see, Pastor Emma Koton Fagwala and saying, why we have all manner of ministers, Nita, go and check their background. They didn't take that allocation. One ministry. Some people came into ministry through motivational teaching. You see all these men? You said you talk about Reverend K, he's talking everlasting life. Go and check his background. He's got milk. He used milk for years until he was graduated into so. The reason you are able to stand and not shift is because the Holy Ghost deposits some things inside you. And it becomes stronger as you move into the next allocation. He's able to move you. You are able to take the next allocation, Pastor. Mago. Holy Ghost will tea bawan kuti di peluan. Honest report. So Ephesians chapter 2. Give them from verse 1. And you are still quickened. That's the beginning. Who were dead? The strength of Satan is that death that introduced to man. Sin and death breaks down. They are forces of corruption. They break down. Who were dead in trespasses and sins. So when they are going to make you to overcome, they will take you through this process of overcoming these sins. Sin and death. Who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Yes. Wherein in time past. You didn't just die. You walked. He made sure everybody. Say all. We walked. You walked according to the course of this world. Who is the originator of the course of this world? Hey, he didn't just kill us. He taught us to walk. He created a path of death. You know, there is a way that seemeth right to a man. The end of it, the way is for dying. The end of it is destruction. So he created that way and persuaded us. In fact, you will use your life to defend that way. Because he seemeth right. He persuaded us because we were blind. Hallelujah. According, not just the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. So, we are dealing with real beings. We are dealing with real spirits, real enemies. If you don't know it now, know it. And make up your mind to collect your life from their hands. Real enemies. All they are after is to destroy you. So don't let God beg us too much to do what is right. Whether you are right or I'm wrong or whatever, I don't have any reason why I should do wrong. Because you are wrong. Because when I do wrong, I am being configured. By what I do, honestly. They are all not jabby. A minimum jare. Oje kontete jare. Oje kontete jabby. So you can leave. Honestly, there is no reason why I should do wrong because you have done wrong. I am meant to maintain good works. He said, don't be not overcome by evil. Overcome evil by good. Hey, you want evil to overcome you, you die. He said, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit is a spirit that we are up against. The spirit, honestly, spirit in it. Honest, the more you press into God, the more you jam the reality of these spirits. They become real and tangible. When you are waking up in the morning, they are waking, they are there, just waiting for you. Once you wake up, they blow thoughts into your mind. And that thought can occupy you for 3 weeks. Spirits, deliberate. You can't afford not to be deliberate. Deliberate to bring you down. He want to overcome me. You. Huh. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. Yes. Among whom also we all had our conversation. They didn't just kill us. They threw conversation at us. And we will carry that conversation and be romancing it and caressing it. Yabisi. By the time you finish dealing with Yabisi, you have died further. Honestly, you learn to collect your life back by walking differently. We all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and why by nature, you see, nature is being configured by our legs. How I walk determines what I become. As I walk, I become. As I walk, I become. We were by nature children of wrath, configuration by walking. Configuration by walking. Yes. So when they want to change you, when you are done with milk, they now bring you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. It is still Holy Ghost in action, no? Behaving as a spirit of wisdom and revelation. They want to change your walk. In the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. No change. You can't change work without enlightened understanding. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy. Because there is worthy work at every level. There is walking worthy of the Lord. There is walking worthy of God. But it begins with your eyes of understanding being enlightened. There, without work, there is no overcoming. Because it is work that is responsible for configuration. This I said, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth, he was writing to the Ephesian Christians, that ye henceforth walk not. Why? Because he had taught them Christ. Hallelujah. He had brought an allocation of Christ to them. He had taught them very well. He had baptized them in the name of the Son. That ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. There's a way Gentiles walk. What is responsible for the way the Gentiles walk? Vanity of their mind. Having the understanding darkened. Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Who brought all these things on the Gentiles? Satan. Darkened understanding, blindness of the heart, vanity. When you are vain, when you are blind, you will live for vanity. The cure to vanity is for your eyes to open. When the eyes open, they open to reality of the spirit. Then you begin to see vanity. You worry vanity, Tom. You see the skeleton of vanity. Say, this one, I can't give my life to it. That's the only solution to healing vanity. Opening of the understanding. Opening of the eyes. Enlightening. You begin to see through. A lot of believers are in church. They are still very vain. The importance they attach to vanity. They can leave their faith for vanity. Because of darkened understanding. When understanding opens, you begin to see vanity for what it is. It's not worth my life. Does that mean I will not use vanity? I will use vanity. But I will not abuse it. It is only those people whose eyes are of understanding are enlightened that can handle vanity very well. In fact, the more you are being enlightened, the more they can trust you with vanity, because it will not sink you. It will not drown you. It doesn't mean anything to you. When vanity still means something to you, you will fast and pray. The Holy Ghost training, they train us having food. And I told one brother in UK some years ago, I said, I have a slogan, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. Because of that, I can press into God. No distraction. Having food and raiment, let us therewith what? You know, things that people pant for. You know, that brings me to something. Pastor, the Lord told me some years ago, people think I am very, you know, generous, large-hearted, and all those things. It's a grace. To me, self, my husband was saying, my husband is very afraid of me. Because of me, for a long time, he didn't do internet banking. You know, transferring money to, he said, Yawomi, phone, look, my transfer, Wawomi, he said, Mike, you to your love me, you internet banking, check, mama, check. She can't sign my signature. So we're talking recently. He said, sweetheart, this thing is a grace. He said, I don't have it as much as you have it. He said, remember me. He said, remember me. He said, it's a grace. To me, I think it's a kind of a ministry. So the Lord told me specifically, he said, many things will pass through your hand. He said, but don't ever allow them to stop at your doorstep. So they strengthened my heart against keeping them. It's a kind of grace. We found it in the Act of Apostles. You remember that lady that died? Almost everybody came. She gave us, they had something from her. It's a grace. But before they can commit that into your hand, they must have dealt with your lust. They must have dealt with your greed. They must have dealt with selfishness. You will see nothing in those things. It's a walking. So vanity. That's what I said. He said, "Woo, kininye, grace ni fune. Mi unito benye. Ma yobile nuku kuchu." If you have power to do it, go and do it. I don't have that grace. They are workings of the spirit. What am I saying? They walked in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened. Being alienated, there is no overcoming without life. Life is the supply for overcoming. And we get life in levels. Just as there is small death, there is great death. There is small life, there is great life. They were alienated from the life of God. Through what? Ignorance that is in them. Because of the blindness of their heart. So when they come to heal that blindness, you come and teach the name of the Son. And when the Son is being revealed, there is no profiting from the revelation of the Son without doing. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Are you seeing again? Walking. God, you're walking chrome, bell. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. How do I walk after the spirit? There is a delivery of the spirit when Christ is being unveiled. There is that which is in Christ. He is a spirit-weaved being. Walking after the spirit is walking after the painting, the revelation that the spirit gives of Christ. Christ is a law being, law weaved. I can never forget so many years ago when we were teaching Christ. I saw a mini vision. I saw the being. I saw his insight. Weaving of laws. Weaving of laws. And those laws be life wire. That's how those laws were. One. You know life wire. When you saw that, like, you'll be hearing. I saw weaving of laws. It is when you touch the law that is in Christ, that freedom, and you do it, that freedom comes. He said that you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him, and you have been taught by him, as what? The truth is in Jesus. That truth is the law that framed him. When that law is given to you, better do it. It is as you do it that another law is being detonated on your inside. It is law for law. It is law for law. You have to do the law to be free. You have to do the law to be free. When the law is revealed to you, it comes. You see that overcoming. You want to fight evil spirits. Fight them inside you. Overcome their laws on your inside. Overcome their laws on your inside. We were framed and weaved by laws of sin and death. Laws of hell and death. Great death. All of them must be detonated. And it is these allocations that will remove them. When Christ is revealed, there is something inside him that can make free. It is the law of the spirit of life that is in him. That is truth. So you must learn Christ to the point of laying hold on the truth. The law that is inside him. When you don't know the law that is inside, don't claim to know Christ. You don't know him. The strength of a priest are his laws. A priest is not a priest if he doesn't have laws. It's all because the law of what is found in his mouth. That is what makes a priest. Hallelujah. Amen. So these things are given to us. The name of the Father, the name of the Son. You need that name of the Son to raise you. A godly man. The end of that law is that a godly man will rise. You begin to see Psalm 1. Psalm 1, the godly man is a Christ man. You see what he did to become. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You see, the ungodly has counsel that may turn him to chaff. Nor standeth in what? The way of sinners. Nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law. You see, that law is the law of the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus. His delight is in the law of God. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. He meditates day and night so that he can do it. Eh? What is the result of that thing? He shall be. You become something. He shall be. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He shall be like a tree. Are you seeing? He shall be like a tree. A tree is a growth. A tree is a development. Is a stature. What we make him to be is that he's walking. As he's walking, laws are being unwound from him, are being taken away, and laws are being replaced. And that increases his stature. A tree. The ungodly are not so. The ungodly are like chaff, which the wind
driveth away.
The ungodly are not so. They are like the wind, the chaff, which the wind driveth away. So you must participate in that which raises the godly man. Why?
For the purpose of connecting the next allocation. The ungodly shall not come to the judgment. What is judgment? It is when you come to the name of the Father that judgment comes. It takes a raised tree from chaff to take judgment.
The ungodly shall not come to the judgment. Neither will sinners come to what? Congregation of the righteous. When the righteous congregate, is for judgment. When the righteous gather, they gather for the next allocation. When you talk of judgment, you are talking of the realm of God. So when you have not exercised, you don't learn, don't just learn Christ and not do. When you don't do, there is no reason. So the next allocation, you will not be able to come there. The godly, those who have finished Christ, pastor, they mount Zion. Eh? What are they coming to Zion for? They come for judgment. Upon Mount Zion, eh? There shall be what? Perfection of beauty. God has shined.
They come to Zion to be beautified. It's another allocation that beautifies them.
Hallelujah. Upon Mount Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. God brings judgment to perfect souls that have climbed Zion. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say one allocation cannot be left out. One allocation prepares you for the other. If you are learning Christ and you are not doing Christ, you are not climbing the mountain. So you are not coming to the place of judgment. Because when you come to Mount Zion, what do you come to? You come to God, the judge of all. You come for judgment. You come to the blood, eh, of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than the blood. You know those things that the blood is speaking. Pastor Tosin was talking about the blood. The blood has constitution. It has what to offer. But anybody does not come to the blood or sprinkling. You must have climbed Zion. I'm trying to say that all the allocation is the curriculum for raising. And we need raising, we need building. Because it is those who are born of God that overcome it. To be born, you have changed. You have morphed. You don't get born ordinarily. You get born by doing stuff. Born of the water, born of the spirit. You have done water, you have done spirit. Born of the incorruptible seed, you do incorruptible. All the allocations are meant for our raising. They are meant for our overcoming. Name of the Holy Ghost, name of the Son, name of the Father. If you don't get one, if you get miss one, you won't connect the next one. Very necessary. See that same Paul that taught the Corinthian church. He said, I fed you with milk, not with meat. By the time they got to 2 Corinthians, he was talking to them differently. Say, yeah, our epistles written and read of all men. Inasmuch as he had death, you know, manifestly declared to be the epistles of I want chaff, Latin job. What did diggy? Say, yeah, canna. Now he's telling them that this when I see you, I can begin to see Christ. Say, you are manifestly declared to be the epistles of Christ. What brought them there? Unje. Allocation. We will change. Amen. Let's begin to thank him.
We believe you have been fed by this inspiring ministration from God's servant. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our special meetings? You can join us every Wednesday for the special teaching series by 6 p.m. or on Sundays by 8 a.m. online or on-site at Eternal Life Embassy Assembly around you. For inquiries, call 0704-921-2074 or 0703-395-8818 or visit www.fmeli.org. Remain blessed.